Welcome to the ONS Podcast with your host, Linnea Jacobson.
Welcome back, you guys, to our ONS Podcast. ONS stands for Office of Neighborhood Safety. I'm your host, Linnea Jacobson, and I am a member of the ONS team. This podcast was created for departments like us and community organizations to come on and talk about our services. All of our episodes are about connecting you to alternative public safety measures, programs, and your local growth and healing opportunities. We are welcoming back our amazing face-to-face trio, Lewis, Jada, and Tajan, with whom we've had the pleasure of meeting with this time last year on podcast episode 3, titled Back to School Student Perspective, Part 1. For those of you who aren't familiar, again, Face-to-Face Academy is a charter school located in the heart of Eastside St. Paul, and they are called exactly what they do, connecting with students face-to-face by meeting them where they are. You can find out more about Face-to-Face at F2F, and that's 2 like the number 2, academy.org, F2Facademy.org. Today, all four of us are here a year later. Another full year of experiences and on the grind of education. Tajan is looking at me crazy. He's like, what is she going to say? Okay, we're starting back in another school year. I thought it would be great to connect with you guys again and see how your year has gone and see what we're going to be doing this year, connecting with you. So welcome back, Lewis.
Hi.
Are you still drawing?
Occasionally, not as much anymore.
And do you still prefer barbecue chicken over fried?
Yeah.
Okay, because taste buds change as you get older, so I was just checking in with you. I'm going to start off with some icebreaker questions for you. So did you go to State Fair this year?
I did.
Okay. What's the best thing that you tried this year?
At the State Fair?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really do anything, I'm not going to lie. I just walked around.
Did you eat anything?
No.
No? You were just going to hang out and
yeah,
be out there, huh? Okay. Who is the one music artist that you wish would have came to the State Fair, which would have given you an even better reason to be there?
That's a really good question.
Who are you listening to right now that you really like?
This is one band called The Shut-Ins. They're okay. Like a Minnesota-based punk rock band. It would have been really cool if they were there.
Okay. I like that. Back to school shopping or just give me a new backpack and some new shoes and I'm good?
The second one.
Okay. Let's see. What are two fashion trends that you hate right now?
Affliction and fast fashion.
Okay. What's Affliction?
Time. It's this clothing brand that they make like gothic styled t-shirts and they're okay. Like super expensive.
Oh, okay. You don't like that?
No.
Okay, and what was the second one you said?
Fast fashion.
What is that?
It's a term for websites and apps like Shein, Temu,
oh, or even Amazon. Yeah, I'm right with you.
Yeah, you just get a bunch of clothes for cheap.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. We also have Jada in the studio again. Jada, do you still longboarding?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you into anything different?
No.
Okay. Really. Did you go to the State Fair this year?
I worked there.
You did?
I worked there every year.
Every single day?
Usually. But this year I had an accident, cut my hand, so I couldn't work.
How'd you cut your hand?
I was cooking.
Girl, I thought it was the longboard. Okay. What's your number one thing that you always get at the State Fair no matter what? Because you get a lunch break. So I'm sure you head for something.
So, we make tacos where I work.
Okay.
So we usually eat what we serve.
Okay.
So that's what I was eating.
Do you get tired of the tacos?
Mm-hmm.
And does all the food start smelling the same after a while?
Yeah, and then they get old and...
Yeah. I bet.
Sucks.
Okay. So music, I have a music question for you. What is taking up space on your playlist right now?
Like what type of music?
Yeah. What are you listening to right now all the time, over and over?
Rap.
Yeah, but who's that?
Polo G.
Okay.
Juice WRLD.
Okay. All right. Jeans and t-shirts or hoodies and joggers?
Hoodies and joggers.
Okay. What is your go-to brand name for hoodies and joggers?
I don't know, because most of my hoodies don't have, it's not branded.
Okay. You just pick out something that you like, yeah. The colors and stuff like that. Tajan, wants to interject. What is she like?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
All right. So, Tajon, since you got something to say, how many jobs do you have right now?
Only one, but I want to work at the Glow Fest.
The Glow Fest?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like an every year thing at the CHS field.
Okay.
Where like all the lights
Okay. I guess I just never paid attention that it had a real name. Do they have like music and stuff out there?
Yes, music, lights, and they got food and alcoholic stuff.
For you're people. Trying to lure me in. Is that what you're
saying? No.
Naming all the grown-up things.
But don't forget about the slide.
Oh, yeah. They got a slide and a zip line there.
Oh, okay. So that's where you want to, that's your goal, is to get there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope my uncle will let me take a break for 3 months and work there.
Okay. So you still got the plug with your uncle that you work with. Okay.
The Glow Fest pay better though, because you get paid every week, and she said it's $400 to $500. So I'm like, dang.
Oh, you must have worked the Glow Fest.
Yeah, look at you.
I'm like, let me get that.
Tajon, did you make it out to the state fair this year?
Yeah.
Okay, who did you go with?
I went twice. I went with my uncle and then I went with the school.
Okay. Smoked turkey leg or pork chop on a stick? You got to choose one, even if you didn't eat either.
Yeah, definitely did, but it probably be the turkey leg.
Turkey leg. Okay, and who are you listening to musically right now?
I'm listening to two people the same amount.
Okay, it's who?
Young Blue.
Okay.
And Kevin Gates.
Okay, all right. What are your top three essentials in your backpack?
In my backpack?
I'm older, so I'm missing the joke, but what are the top three essentials in your backpack? I don't know. I'm feeling real old right now. Lewis, do you get it?
I don't see a lot of people carrying backpacks.
So is that why it's funny?
I feel like we really don't carry much in our backpacks.
Okay.
It's the main stuff that we use at school.
Okay. So, there's no, chapstick, there's no lip gloss, there's body spray.
Body spray.
Okay.
Yeah, what's, you know.
Carry my backpack. All right, look. My headphones for work.
Okay.
After school.
There we go.
And I carry Vaseline.
Okay.
And I carry, I don't know if I have it right now. But I usually carry it's like this rose Bath and Body Works spray.
Right, see? That's the body spray. See?
I don't carry none.
Jane, he's looking at me like I was crazy or something. Okay. Because I know, first of all, I will say this. You guys, your generation is so low maintenance. I'm so serious. If I was going to school in this generation, I would have so much money right now. Do you guys understand how much money we used to spend on clothes, where now it's hoodies and jogging suits?
I plug us up then.
Crocs. You know what I mean? We had chapstick, lip gloss, body spray, comb and brush. We had all, school was this thing. And now you guys do come here to learn. But back then it was a fashion show and you went to learn, right? Am I tripping?
I feel we can still look good and come off like that while having a whole bunch of stuff in our bag.
You should have seen my fit the other day then. Man.
What?
It was a good fit.
You be killing me.
It was a good fit. I'm not gonna lie.
Let's jump into these questions. So tell me a little bit about your school year and how it went last year, Lewis. We'll start with you.
I mean, I think it went fine. I don't know. It wasn't very notable. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of stuff happened. I mean, towards the end of the year, I got accepted into Right Track.
Yay! See, that's good. That's good news.
I started working an internship while doing school.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. Right Track's what's up. Do they even say that anymore? Did you guys understand that?
Yeah.
What do you feel that was the highlight of your year last year?
Definitely. I mean, it's not really part of school specifically, but definitely the internship.
Good for you. Jada, what was your highlight last year?
Just getting the credits I need to graduate.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Less stress now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Tajon, what was the highlight of your last year?
My highlight last year was overcoming.
Okay. Overcoming what, honey?
So basically last year, during Thanksgiving, I had like a nose infection, and then I had like, it was like a viral thing that went to my brain, and I had like tumors in my brain, and then they had to cut my skull off and like take the tumors out, and I was in the hospital for, I had two surgeries on my left side of my brain, so my right side was paralyzed when I woke up. I was in the hospital for a month and a half.
Wow. That's serious stuff. Well, praise God that you're here. I'm glad that
I know
that you are well and you're better. And that's a lot because you're, learning probably like trying to learn things all over again. Because just like, just even the slightest like tweak to your brain kind of sets you back a little bit.
Yeah, so. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I had to learn how to talk. I couldn't even see my ABCs. I couldn't even say C.
Oh, my gosh, Dijon.
I was like, dang.
Well, I am so glad that you're here. And I'm so glad that whatever it was, they found out what it was and they took care of that and removed it.
Yeah, my mom hopped on the doctor because basically I went to the hospital. I woke up in the night because my mom was like, it's fine. It's just a fever. You're fine. And then how we found out, because I woke up. And she said I tripped over the link, but I woke up, I was like blacked out, and I fell and smacked the wall on the back. I smacked the back of my head on like the wall. My mom, and she's like, "It's a good thing we got the cameras, because they was like, oh, it was probably just like a something falling or something." Mm-hmm. And then she showed the camera. She's like, "Look, he literally tripped and like smacked on the ball, but it looked like I tripped over the blanket, but I know I did trip over the blanket."
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they tried to send me home, and then when they sent me to, like, the actual, like, because they sent me to Children's Hospital. When they sent me to actual, like, Regents at Minneapolis, that's when they, like, actually found out that I had, like, tumors and stuff and, like, what was wrong. Because my mom was like, I know something's wrong because he's not right. Overly sleepy like this.
Yeah.
I was like,
praise God for your mom that she was there to advocate for you. Yeah. So last year was, like, a rough year, but you overcame it.
Yeah, and then this year, it just started getting better and better from there.
Praise God. Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing that. I'm trying to move on from that, and I still have, like, all these questions. What are you going to miss about last year? Jado, you want to start?
I graduate in December.
Oh, so okay.
I'm going to miss just being at the school
in general. So you're like right around the corner.
Yeah.
Are you just coasting right now? Are you just like showing up and just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just showing up to show up. Yeah. What are you going to miss about last year, Lewis?
Probably just how more. It was just more like carefree. Because I think this is one of the other questions. But I'm in 11th grade right now.
Okay.
Between the summer of last year and this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff changed at my house, so I got a lot more responsibility now.
Yeah.
And now with school, I'm in, like, the last stretch, so I gotta be more focused, so, which, I mean, it's fine, you know. I feel like you should do that anyways, but I don't have as much of an option anymore, and mm-hmm. so I feel like that's what I'm going to miss.
Mm-hmm. So let's move into this year. So what time do you guys typically wake up to, like, start your day? 6 or 7?
David,
there you go.
Got it
again.
7, 6. I usually walk my brothers to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to wake up like 7:30 and get ready. Because they leave at 8:45 and they get on the bus at 8:50. And I have to get on my bus.
Mm-hmm. Jada, what about you?
I usually wake up at 7, but like I don't start getting ready until like 8. Because I don't really have to do much in the morning besides do my hair, brush my teeth, wash my face, and get ready for school. And then walk to school.
So what I'm hearing is lots of responsibilities here. Are you the baby or?
No, I'm the middle child. Okay. I have a younger brother, a younger sister, and a niece at home.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom kind of wakes them up and gets, because they leave mm-hmm. before me. So they have to be up around 6.
So you're responsible for Jada.
Yeah.
Okay. Have any of you solidified plans for college? Because I know you said you're a junior, you're getting ready to graduate in December. Dijon, how many more years do you have left here?
I graduate December 2026.
Okay. So you got a year left.
Next December.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I want to go to college yet.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Okay. Jada, what are your plans? Have you solidified any plans for school?
I want to go to college to either for nursing or interior design.
Okay, girl. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Originally, I remember you saying that you wanted to go to school out of state. Do you still want to do that or no?
I still do, but I know it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think that?
Because that's a lot of, not like responsibility, but more like, you know, like when you have family members in like one state and they be like, oh, you left us, da da da. Mm-hmm. It's one of those situations.
Oh, so you think that there's going to be like guilt behind you leaving? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I understand. I never had that, but I understand. I do understand, though, too, that you have to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
Because when you become an adult like my age, you don't want to look back and feel like you should have done something to take care of yourself, but you didn't because you did it to appease someone else or take some care of someone else. Right. And you have regrets about it. So make sure you do what's best for Jada. Right. You know? Lewis, what about you? You have solidified any plans for what you're going to do after high school?
Well, okay. So the internship I worked at the Right Track mm-hmm. specifically was at a podcast network called Listen Up Youth Radio.
Okay.
And they liked me enough to where they offered me a manager position for the school year. So I'm half hoping that the whole production thing goes somewhere, and that's what I'm going to do for the foreseeable future. But I also do have plans to go to college for psychology and sociology and then possibly journalism if I can.
That's awesome. What made you want to go to school for psychology?
I mean, I've always been interested in psychology. Mm-hmm. A lot of my family has kind of rocky mental health. Mm-hmm. And so growing up around that kind of made me realize how important it is to be self-aware of that and just have that general knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just always wanted to learn more about it.
Yeah. Amen. Maybe you can go back and help people. You seem like you like to help people. Yeah. Let's go into this next question. What growth have you seen in yourself when you compare yourselves to last year versus this year, Tijan?
I've seen a lot of height growth, too. Yeah, not just like mental growth.
How many inches did you grow this year?
When I went to the hospital, I was 5'4".
Okay.
I came out the hospital, I was 5'10".
You lie.
I'm so... on everything I love,
I'm
so serious. She came to the hospital. I stood up for the first time. She was like, dang, you look like a giant. I felt like big. She felt like a little midget. And I was like, dang. I'm sorry, but like you felt like so short. And my mom did too, because she had to like help me up. So I go to like.
She had like a growth spurt.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know what it could be too.
And I kept sleeping.
It could be health. You know, you were finally in a space where they were going to help you get healthy and be healthy. And once they realized whatever it was and got rid of whatever it was, your body started responding and regrowing and doing the things that your body normally needs to do. And maybe that's why you grew so like 5 inches or whatever. So, I mean, it's possible. You are a boy, so you guys tend to have these growth spurts or whatever. What growth have you seen in yourself this year, Jada, versus last year?
A lot of mental growth.
Mm-hmm.
My mindset changed a lot because the type of environment I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So more trying to like improve on how my lifestyle is going to be different than like my family's lifestyle.
Okay.
So just me focusing on me.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Without throwing your family under the bus.
That's what I'm trying to think about. It's just more like having a better living situation.
Stability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And grew up in a lot of toxic traits.
Okay.
So trying to like avoid that and try to focus on the positive
mm-hmm.
really helped me think about like how life could be different for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lewis, what about you? What growth have you seen in yourself this year versus last year?
I'd say the biggest thing is I just feel more, like, capable of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last year, I mean, I'd always wanted to get into podcasting or media or whatever as a career at some point, but I didn't really think about that realistically as an option because
mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I was capable. I mean, I was doing this podcast still, but that wasn't, I mean, you know what I mean? Just didn't feel fully capable of doing something like that.
Right, you've got confidence now.
And so, and I was also of the mindset that I just wanted to enjoy the years I have up until that point. And I always have the mindset of like, I don't like to worry about things in the future too much, not because they're not important to think about, but because I just trust that the version of me that'll be around when that happens will be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel I had a lot of that trust last year. And I feel like it kind of paid off because now, like after the internship, I know that I'm capable of doing all these things. And I have a lot more responsibility at home now and at school. But at this point, because of last year, I've proven to myself that, like, yeah, I can do it. So I don't really got to worry about it.
So I feel like what I'm hearing you say is that you are more goal-driven because you're more confident now in reaching those goals and making things happen and confident in your, like, ability to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I don't know if you guys remember, but last year when we recorded this episode, it was following the unfortunate Appalachian High School shooting in Georgia. And just recently, we had a tragic incident here in Minnesota that targeted a congregation that included students that were participating in a daily mass as part of their education. Evidently, their safety was compromised, and we unfortunately lost some beautiful people, and many were injured. So I just wanted to check in with you guys to see, how does this make you feel, and what impact has it had on your focusing or your mental health? Lewis, can we start with you?
Well, I'm going to be honest. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. But
okay.
In terms of, honestly, in terms of my focus, not a whole lot. But just, I don't want to say like resentful or angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it just, like, I'm tired of it almost because,
mm-hmm.
like, a lot of the, like, you said it was a shooting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, gun control has been an issue for years.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm of the opinion that the only real way to have, like, a solution to it is by looking into the psychology of it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you can put as many, like, you can do as much stuff as you want, put up as many walls to get access to guns and all that. But if someone really wants to get one, they're going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I like to think about it is, instead of trying to, like, keep it from bad people, try to give the bad people help so that way you don't need to worry about it.
I agree.
But a lot of the people making those decisions, they don't, from what I can tell, they don't really think about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to me personally, it feels like kind of a simple fix, not a fix, but just response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not rocket science, right? That people who are doing things like that are crying out for some sort of attention because they're having some sort of mental health crisis. So why not address the mental health, right? Jada, how has this impacted you and your focus and your mental health as a student?
I don't think it, like, impacted me in particular, but I know it impacted, like, my niece and my brother because they're still in, like, middle school, elementary school. So they have to worry about stuff like that. I feel like I don't really have to worry about, like,
mm-hmm.
we're in a smaller school, so I don't feel like we're targeted more.
Mm-hmm. So you feel safe here?
Yeah, I feel like.
Okay, that's good.
They got us.
Right? That's yeah. good. So you feel like you can count on your staff, I mean, on the staff of face-to-face and the mentors here and the students to all protect each other and keep each other safe and make safe decisions when it comes to the school and make sure that the school stays a safe place for you guys and keeps that unwanted energy out.
Mm-hmm.
That's and, good.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job at doing that.
That's good. Shout out to Face to Face. And Tijan, how do you feel like hearing this news has impacted your focus, your mental health, or even your thoughts around safety?
I feel like I really have a, like, really haven't heard of it, like Lewis said. I really haven't heard of the the shooting, like, but I feel like speaking of what Lewis said, I feel like a lot of people would have the mindset of shooting or like having a gun and actually pulling the trigger. I feel like very like misguided people and I don't know, like it's never right to try to take somebody's life or like you feel like Y'all know what they used to do back. Everybody know what they used to do back in the days. They really used guns. They used to fight in the streets.
Mm-hmm. And things have completely changed.
Completely from 2000, like 2000, mm-hmm. from 2025, mm-hmm. I feel like it definitely changed.
Drastic change. No, I can vouch for that because I'm like, old.
For gun, for gun usage, for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like Minnesota's like gun violence, or like the whole United States gun violence, definitely went up from that period to now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say that it's okay that you hadn't heard about it. I think a lot of times as adults, we try to shelter our kids. We try to shelter our young people just because we don't want you to be worried, and we don't want the problems of the world to distract you from the things that you need to do, which is making sure that you take care of yourself and you get up every day and you thrive, right? So it's totally okay that you hadn't heard about it. And then another thing, too, is like a lot of young people, many of you guys don't watch the news, right? You're just trying to make it. You're just trying to survive. You're trying to get up, put your pants on, go to school, get done with school, get something to eat, go to work, and go home and go to bed. So you don't have time to, like, sit down and totally engulf yourself in the news and stuff. But I just wanted to check in with you guys. I've asked this question before, but I'd like to ask you again because growing up, you know, the older you get, the more life you experience, and sometimes your perspectives and your needs change over time. So what is the one thing that adults and people in the community can do to help you feel safer? Lewis, I'm going to start with you again.
Kind of expanding on what I was talking about with the shooting thing earlier, mm-hmm. I feel like not just me safer, but I feel like it would benefit everyone to just, even if it's a little bit, look into psychology or sociology or whatever and try to become more self-aware.
That part. Mm-hmm. Tajan, what about you? What can adults in the community do to help you feel safer?
I feel like definitely speaking on the people who are actually, like, handling the gun. Because we all understand there's, like, gangs all, you feel me, all over. Mm-hmm. I feel like for the adults in the community to make it feel safer, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Advocating for you guys. Jada, what about you?
I feel like people can be more or less not so judgmental about certain things.
Okay.
Or trying to have more of a outlook on how we see things going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like that'll help. Or, like, you know how some older people are, like, they have their mind about, like, how things are in our community or, like, certain things like that. Like, they have their own perspective. Mm-hmm. And our perspective different because we're actually, like, out. We're actually seeing... Mm-hmm. Seeing things firsthand. So I feel like people should be more considerate, less prideful. People are too prideful when it comes to certain things because they think they know everything.
Mm-hmm. So open to listening to your voice more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like really my voice, but like everybody's like, it shouldn't just be like the youth. It should be like everybody's being heard, but like mm-hmm. having an agreement on certain things like our gun laws and stuff like that.
So how do you think your friend groups influence safe decisions? Go ahead, Tajan.
Me personally, I don't have no friends because I don't hang around people. Because I feel like when I did have a big group, I feel like big group just fill your head with stuff. Like,
okay.
Big group, I was like middle school, like 8th grade. I'm in 11th grade now, like 8th grade. I feel like it was the wrong group. And I feel like I kind of took myself out of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lewis, how do you think friend groups influence safe decisions? And maybe it's not your friend group. Maybe it's just friend groups in general.
I mean, I feel like that's a very case-by-case thing. Okay. I mean, it really just depends on the group. Like, I feel like with a lot of people, with friend groups specifically, a lot of it are people... They try to surround themselves with people who have the same ideals and the same ideas and feelings and beliefs about everything else around them as they do, which my theory, I guess, is to try and validate those beliefs, because people feel empowered by a sense of community. So if you have a bigger community around those beliefs, they feel more true. But I feel like that can also be counterproductive, especially if you're in middle school and high school, because you should be getting, you should be hearing from different people at that age and getting more ideas and hearing from different perspectives instead of just immediately pushing those people out.
You better say it, Lewis. You better say it. I love that perspective. Thank you for that. What are your goals for this school year? And I'm going to start with you and then Tejan and then Jada. We already know you're like out the door. So we get. I'm going to start with Lewis. Lewis, what are your goals for this school year?
I'd say my biggest thing is consistency, being more, getting to school on time, getting homework done on time. Last year, I really struggled with that, especially, you know, we had a lot of shakeups over the summer, so that definitely didn't help. But like I was saying earlier, with the, like, I feel more capable of doing that now.
Yeah.
And so, like, by the end of the year, I want to be waking up at, like, a regular time, catching the same bus every morning, getting my assignments done on time, not just, like, by the end of the quarter, and just being more on everything.
Awesome. Tejan, what are your goals for this year?
To get the maximum amount of credit, I ain't gonna lie, because I'm trying to graduate as fast as possible.
I got you.
I'm tired of doing school. I don't like being at school. I want to be able to sleep in and not, Tejan, get up.
That's fair. That's fair. Jada, what are your goals from now until December?
Get the most credit I have and enjoy my last year. I don't really have, like, a lot of school goals because I'm finna leave. And it's so close.
What kind of impact do you want to leave? When you leave, what do you want them to say? Well, Jada said, or Jada was, or... What would you like them to say about you when you leave?
I want them to view me as a leader, as someone, like, not outspoken, but, like, because I'm quiet. Like, I don't talk. So I guess I can be outspoken. But they could say a lot about me. I don't know. A leader is one of them for sure. Confident, persistent. That's what I'm leaving behind.
So Jada was a leader. She was confident and she was persistent. And she had cute hair.
Yeah.
St. Paul citizens are out here working really hard to rehabilitate, intervene, and rebuild safer neighborhoods. Again, this podcast is about being able to connect you to alternative public safety matters, programs, and your local growth and healing opportunities. If you'd like to learn more about Community First Public Safety, please visit information.stpaul.gov. And for more information about the Office of Neighborhood Safety or joining the NSCC, check us out at stpaul.gov/ONS.